keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Anil, that's a good question. And welcome back to the Hour 3 of the NutraMedical Report. It's been a few months since we have Dr. Winkler on for a full shift. He actually had one of his colleagues on a few months ago talking about the need to try the vaccine against the cancer of blood vessels, which is now one of the other many treatments. Now, Dr. Winkler is here in Carlsbad in Southern California. He's a colleague, Dr. Dan Harper. I'm going to probably have him on. Dr. Winkler is going off to Germany here shortly in a few weeks to actually get an upgrade in new information and technology about insulin-potentiated chemotherapy, which is where you do the test in Greece, the RGCC test. You can not only know which chemo is going to work against your cancer, but also you can get a dendritic vaccine that turns on your immune cells to attack the cancer. We have the cancer vaccine against the blood vessels. We have all kinds of other things that are available now. In fact, I just got a new study from Dr. Dan Royal about the use of a compound that helps to lower nogalase. We have the epigenetic frequency therapy with the use of the QRS and alpha salvelomat and photon sound beam that can lower nogalase, which is generated by cancer and by viruses like Epstein-Barr virus and pathogens, to actually knock out your immune cells so they can't fight infection and or cancer cells. What you do is very unique, Dr. Winkler, because you provide not only that, but IV ozone therapy, detoxification, all kinds of advanced treatments, including, we're going to talk about today, a couple things. Firstly, you have low-dose immunotherapy. Can you talk about this technology and how it helps people fight infection and cancer?
Yeah, so what you have to figure out is kind of what's happening to the immune system. So best as we can understand it, the immune system is actually suppressed, but it also is shifted towards a certain antibody, an autoantibody. In other words, the immune system attacking itself, and it's so busy dealing with itself that it never has time to really look at the cancer. And then it does create a lot of inflammation related to the cancer without actually treating and actually doing any real damage to the cancer. So what we're trying to do is get the immune system more tolerant. So what we use is these very dilute homeopathic remedies, and it can be anything from yeast. We have Lyme. We have, H. pylori, which we know causes stomach ulcers. We have MMR from measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. We have all these different things that we can use to get the immune system more tolerant and also desensitized from any vaccine reactions and any weakening of the immune system from vaccines.
Right. Are you talking about injecting these? So, like, it's like an allergy shot or whatever. You're actually resensitizing the immune system to go after the pathogen, right?
Under the skin. It's injected under the skin. And what it does is also it's homeopathic, so it's very diluted, so it gets so small amounts of the body can handle it, and then as you begin to increase the concentration, the body can become more tolerant to that without having to spend so much time reacting to it. So let's say, for example, somebody has a lymphoma, and the lymphoma also shows high levels of CMV. We can get the immune system more tolerant of the CMV, so it has more time now to address the lymphoma and less spending time trying to manage the CMV, which is a cytomegalovirus. So it's just another adjunct in cancer treatment and immune boosting that we can do without, one, it's not very expensive, two, it's easily usable with minimal side effects. So we do it, and we get injecting people every 2 weeks with it. And we also find that even body fluids can be used, and then they can be diluted down into very dilute concentrations, and they filter it so it's sterile, and we can actually give those body fluids back to the person.
Yeah, I've heard of them doing that with urine and so on to desensitize people. I was trained under Dr. Ivor Glaser, who was a triple-boarded specialist in dermatology, internal medicine, and allergy. And he showed me how to use a thing called the wrinkle method, which basically is the most accurate way to actually do allergy testing in a live person. And to actually do wrinkle method testing on a person takes an entire week. It's not a one-hour or two-hour deal. And you have to do serial dilutions to see when you actually break that wheel. And it's a signal effect. And it actually goes through your brain because you can cut neurofibrillar bundles in the brain, even in an animal, and you can actually terminate allergies. So there's, a scalar frequency that's going through the body. And he showed me how this happens. So what you're doing is you're changing the informational holographic body when you do this, because it's like the Avogadro's number. When you use a serial load dilutions, you're actually putting in frequency more than you're putting in substance, right?
Right. It's energy. Essentially, it's an energetic remedy after you're using, let's say, 11C or after 23X, right?
Right.
11C is actually 10 to the minus 22, and right, and then 22X is 10 to the minus 22.
What I would do in combination with that is I would provide some of my antipathogenics. For example, we have a special engineer that makes for us our plasma ID that kills all pathogens and clears toxic things and resurrection mitochondria. We have Allison Med from Germany. We have our monatomic deuterium-depleted silver, and we actually impinge into the silver, the atomic resonance of silver radionically into it, and put it in liposomes. We have Nutra Defense, which actually kills the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses and the bacterial cell wall of all pathogens, and we have Nutra Immuno 26Y immunoglobulins. But I think adding what you do improves the response and getting better, which is why I'd refer people to you to do this kind of immunotherapy, especially when they're fighting cancer or multiple infections. When I did tests at antibody assay reference labs back years ago in practice, and still now, when I get tests, the average person is infected either currently or in the recent, say, 10 or 20 years, with still antibody levels with 5 to 6 pathogens. People are, and every disease state usually has a cell stealth pathogens tied to it, whether it's vascular disease or cancer or chronic degenerative changes. It's not a sterile condition. Even things like rheumatoid arthritis are cross-reaction to Mycoplasma fermentans incognita, and for example, inflammatory colitis is actually cross-reacting to the mycelial yeast of Saccharomyces cerevisiae yeast, which is a fast-drying yeast that makes bread rise. People don't realize that pathogens, some of them are even things in our standard food, some of them modified by some of the food additives and pesticides we use, make them more immunogenic. And when you get, say, Lyme disease, Lyme and Lyme-like parasites trigger off MS. MS is a homologous immune reaction against the brain and oligodendrocytes. So stealth pathogens are a big deal with both cancer. That's why I call cancer a fungus or an infection. And every disease, including vascular disease, is an infection in the artery walls and the blood vessels and heart, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, think about the cancer also as a parasite, right? I mean, by nature, it's a parasite.
Yeah. Right.
So, but it also responds to anti-parasitic medication, which is interesting,
exactly.
Right? So there's,
some of the people use parasitic medication. In fact, one of the treatment clinics that I'm familiar with are using an anti-parasitic that's over 100 years old. It's an anti-malarial drug, and it makes you turn a little yellow. It goes away after a few weeks after you stop it, but we don't need to use that because we have things that are stronger. And the combination of what you do and what I have in nutraceuticals would help somebody clear stealth pathogens. And we can do, if they're really curious, we can do the immunotoxicology and do a viral load test to see what their DNA is of the virus, so whether it's hepatitis B, C, or AIDS. We can do a viral load test. I had one gentleman that called me this morning, and he wanted to know, his test was done by his doctor, that he had herpes, and he took our antipathogenic and said, look, they didn't do a viral load. They just measured to see if you have antibodies. Unless you do an advanced viral lab test with measuring viral load, you have no idea.
You have to look at the actual viral load, right.
Exactly, yeah. So that's really neat. So that's your first amazing therapy you have now available. The second one you mentioned is a thing called the amp coil. And the amp coil is like an epigenetic frequency. Now, we have 7 machines now. I may even want to add this to our armamentarium.
You're actually wearing me out with all your machines. I can't keep up with it.
Well, the latest one we got was Dr. Truat. Actually, we have a number of people who got them now. Is what's called the Magi, which is tuned to 432 hertz. And it's only at, right now, he said his chip may cost more than he thought. But he sells them at under $400. And you put them at the lower back and 432 hertz, but it's like a 30,000 Tesla machine. And you only want it 20 minutes a day, but it'll recharge your whole body at the atomic resonance of all the minerals, 432 hertz. That's one machine. It's called a Magi, M-A-G-I. And he and his engineers actually built it. So he didn't go through a lot of separate companies. So he got the price down really low. Recently, I've upgraded my machine for epigenetic frequencies, where I can actually put it a frequency broadcast through a low-frequency antenna system up to 500 meters of very strong field of the Sabbath frequencies for minerals and resonance and nogalase. And I can knock out nogalase and actually stimulate your minerals and block electropollution up to 500 meters with effects up to 25 miles. That's available right now, and it's actually $1,350 for my little machine and the frequency spectra. There's other devices like the Sonic Life, the Cellvito mat, the QRS mat, and the photon sound beam, which I think I showed you when you came by my studio. But your device there, the amp coil, I've heard about it, but I don't know a lot about it because there are a lot of devices. Some of the older generations of Dr. Fisher's machine, like the on-demand and so on, which he doesn't support because it can generate some side bad frequencies that aren't good. But the AMP coil sounds really cool.
Right, but the intent of this device is more treatment-based. So there's minimal assessment through actually voice technology. So there's a voice assessment when you're speaking certain things. So you're speaking into it, and based on what the machine will pick up is any discrepancy in the voice compared to what it normally should be. And so from your pronunciation,
That's really cool.
It'll then determine, based on that, it'll determine whether it's like, is it a neuro issue? Is it an immune issue? Is it a lymphatic issue? Is it detoxification? And then from there, you can then do various protocols with the machine, which will deliver sound and magnetic energy into the coil, into the stomach, into the abdominal area. So you keep it on your upper abdominal chest area.
I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I've interviewed some really interesting people. I don't know if you know about this lady, but she actually was able to be a sound intuitive and would intuit specific frequencies are related to people's health issues. And I've had also the people in reverse speech, and it turns out that when you speak in your physical voice, you actually speak, your spirit speaks in reverse speech, which is like going through the looking glass. And in actual fact, you can pull the frequencies out of the reverse speech and then even tell you not only structural things and generational curses, but also physical health problems. So what you're really saying is that your all-knowing spirit actually is speaking words that this Voight analyst is actually then saying, this is what's wrong with your frequency hologram of your body, and here's the therapeutic frequencies to adjust that. That's cool. So it's using basically a hyperdimensional model of what health is, right?
Right. And I think it focuses more on treatment and just really treatment protocols, less so much on the diagnostic end of things.
Exactly. In other words, it's just trying to adjust you. Yeah.
But there's a lot of work being done. I think there's more research coming out on it, and there's a lot of testimonies on the use of this with Lyme's disease, and particularly neuro-Lyme. So, you know, if you understand everything in medicine, everything in your health, there has to be some energy frequency change before it has a physical manifestation. And that can be picked up years before it actually has a physical manifestation.
Well, I've had Russians on my program that do what's called cranial photography, and the Russians have been doing this for 7 decades. And you can do cranial photographs of somebody who is sick, and you can see it, even a thermogram, but the cranial photography will show you the disturbance in the colors and the specific patterns of their curling or energetic field around their body that shows that they're ill. This can even be detected almost as a smell by animals. So, you know, there's dogs that have been actually trained to be able to smell cancer, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, it's pretty. And people say, how do they do that? I said, well, I think, you know, animals are very intuitive and they're more sensitive than humans. Some humans are very intuitive. But that sounds like really cool. So the amp coil makes it, you know, quick and dirty. In other words, you can actually get into treatment right away, figure out what's the frequency patterns
are
out of balance.
You just have to follow the schedule of the protocol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to, what I'm doing, because it's a new device to us, we're still learning a lot about it, and we're going to we're just bringing more people in at a really reduced rate so that they can actually get the benefit of it while we kind of, you know, see what
you wonder how they discovered that, because it means that they have to be people that are looking at, like, Rife frequency patterns or harmonic frequency, like a curling photography and other things. They're trying to adjust the field to correct it because our fields are being more and more disrupted by smart grid and Wi-Fi networks and now 5G network, which, by the way, the people in Bern, Switzerland, are going to protest, instituting across Switzerland the idea of 5G, which is being pushed by Huawei and even, unfortunately, by Mick Mulvaney, the guy that works with Trump and Trump, pushing 5G because we want to compete with the Chinese, which we're going to spread these e-toxins out to affect the biology of humans and other
non-humans. So how are we going to protect ourselves against that? I mean, what do we know that this 5G does? Because I understand it really wasn't much of a big step from 4G to 5G, but...
Well, it's the frequency and the energy are much... The frequency and the energy are much different, and they're what's called a phased array, which means they actually have directed... It's not just a circular spread, it's a phased array, which means directed. And unfortunately, because of nanoparticles put in the upper atmosphere, all of our bodies absorbing thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum nanoparticles, so we are being, if you want to call it, turned into antennas, so the 5G network can actually antennify us and actually pick up our harmonic resonance of our body. And basically, you know, because I've been doing work in this field for a long time, my first lecture was 1982, and I took care of a lot of people working on directed energy devices for the NSA, etc., and let me tell you, we're a lot more advanced than people want to think. The battlefield of the future, even present, was going to involve drones, robots, and phased array directed energy weapons, not just bullets.
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
soon. Maybe get your guys over there in that little company to actually bottle it for you.
Right, that's the next step. I mean, like I said, Jesse's in Europe right now, so as soon as he gets back, we'll start working on
and,
it.
And we're coming back with, you know, Dr. Juergen, you introduced me to a curcumin. Now, our product we have is 700% more absorbed, called Cell Defense Plus. And I know curcumin is the only product in the world that actually gets rid of cancer stem cells. It's the most powerful product for reversing cytokines for heart disease, chronic infections, and chronic fatigue syndrome, and so on. There's nothing like curcumin. Now, our current product is really good. In fact, I just added some to my tea and it went poof, it disappeared. But the reports are, and I want to see the studies, and I know you or your Indian friend that's an attorney here who's also brought this over from India. This, he's quoted that saying this is like 20 times or more absorbed than normal curcumin. The one I have right now in the actual studies and actually head-to-head with anti-inflammatories, it actually is 700% more absorbed than any other form of curcumin out there in the marketplace. And it's really good. Right. I mean, I take it to stop my joint inflammation and my other problems. What I really think, anybody who's sick should be on this new super curcumin. And, you know, I think you guys have called it Curcu Gold. We want to have a Nutramedical name, you know, we'll say Curcu Gold, but it's going to have a Nutramedical name so they'll recognize it. But you can just throw a little scoop of this in your drink. And I had a couple samples of it. I couldn't believe how powerful it was at detox. I mean, I take our stuff, I just took some of my Cell Defense, and I take, you know, 3 to 4 capsules twice a day. This is like, it really is like gold. Curcumin is like, if you're sick in any way, you need to be on curcumin. I don't care if you've got heart disease, dementia, peripheral neuropathy, diabetes, cancer, precancer, chronic viral infections, accelerated aging, whatever. You need to be on curcumin because cytokines and free radicals are tied to every disease, and stealth pathogens bloom when your body is full of cytokines, right?
Right. Always inflammatory mediators. If you actually look at of all the different natural ingredients that actually block the pathways that are in inflammation and in cancer, curcumin actually blocks the most. And it actually it's cheaper and it has more benefit than most of these monoclonal antibodies, all these expensive drugs that they're using right now.
Exactly.
This is far more powerful. And I think we start looking at it and begin to see that the issue with curcumin is its bioavailability. And so we finally have a product that literally it's so finely ground, it's so liposomal. In other words, what liposomal really means is it just makes it soluble. It just gets in.
Well, I think they got it finely ground. I don't think it's physically in liposomes, but I have a product that I got from my buddy Truat that I use when I mix my minerals. I take in minerals from him and I actually put my liposomes in there. And I want to make a kind of little upgraded version of this so that it's kind of like not a powder but a little liquid. You take a dropper out and we'll take a dropper of this special liposome super ground up curcumin, because I honestly think it's like a miracle molecule. Now, this formula, if there's one herbal in the world that could be considered sacred as the most important single herbal on the planet, it's curcumin, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to say, hey, listen, I'm going to go get stuck on an island someplace, what's the one medicinal herb you want to take? And that would have to be curcumin.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, like I said, you wouldn't take the raw root. You have to take it modified. It's just one of those things that actually has to be changed. I mean, people have tried to do it, you know, dissolve it in olive oil. They've tried to add pepper to it. They tried different things.
No.
We've actually looked at other liposomal products. All the ones that we've seen, this is still the most soluble.
I want to get the studies. I haven't seen them yet from your Indian friend, but the ones I have from our company that makes our enzyme, our particular cell defense, actually is 700% more absorbed than any other form of curcumin in the marketplace. So the one we have is good, but I want to see if there's even one more powerful. This stuff, when I put it in my tea just a minute ago, went poof. And I can tell just sipping it, it's good. But I want to see if there's even better and if I can add liposomes to even improve the absorption. We do that with our silver. Our silver product is actually monatomic, deuterium-depleted silver with the radionic frequencies imprinted into in frequency of silver, which is Linus Pauling's frequency map based on equations. And then we put liposomes to make it even more absorbed. So that is our NutriSilver. That is our indium that actually chaperones minerals into your nucleoplasm to turn on your DNA. And we do that for all our monatomic minerals. So when you get our monatomic minerals, they're not the same as even Dr. Truat's. We upgrade them with their liposomes, which is what I want to do with this new super curcumin. Because I honestly think I can add one more layer of technology that will actually make it even more absorbed. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating just to kind of see that. We should probably compare it and just compare clinically what it does for each person.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll have an effect.
But anybody that we, so far, everybody that we've given even a few samples to that have any level of inflammation, anything, a sore knee, a sore shoulder,
right,
they're immediately getting a benefit. They're like, okay, how do we get more of this stuff? So I'm
exactly.
actually pretty excited about it. It's like one of the few supplements over the years that I've actually looked at and I've actually just kind of wanted to be part of because it is just so powerful.
Yeah. Another one that he introduced me to a sample, and I was a little too strong, was his special super absorbed form of ginger. Now, ginger, people have to understand what is diabetes. Diabetes is skeletal muscle insulin resistance, and you lose copper, zinc, SOD1, and so you lose the glutathione transport insulin receptor, and you lose your ability for copper, for chromium and vanadium to activate the insulin receptor, so sugar goes into your muscles. So your muscles start requiring fatty acids or ketone bodies to run, and the sugar backs up and you turn diabetic. So diabetes is basically a skeletal muscle insulin resistance syndrome problem. And you only become hyperglycemic when you exceed the ability of the pancreas to compensate. So maybe your pancreas for 10 years makes 3 times as much insulin and your blood sugar stays normal, but you're hyperinsulinemic and you get, because of insulin, you're hypoglucagonemic, so your liver is then converting overnight protein into sugar, and then of course the sugar is being turned into fatty acids, so it makes you heavy. So most people that are diabetic or what's called type 2 hypothyroid, they're making elevated reverse thyroid hormone because their body is hyperglucagonemic as well as hyperinsulinemic and hypercortisolemic, so their adrenal glands are putting out too much cortisol. These are counter hormones to insulin. So insulin's not just a good guy. There's things it can do that can be bad too, including if you're doing diabetic treatment with insulin. You can lower the blood sugar, but on the other hand, it can actually cause other kinds of problems to develop. So you have to lower blood insulin resistance. And that's why a ketone diet is good. That's why we have our keto power, our keto, you know, basically. And we have our other things to raise the ability to mobilize fat, like our liposomes, lipoflush, and forced colon. But what we were talking about here just a few moments ago is that these are going to be amazing products. And I'm just chomping at the bit to get even more, not only more samples, but actually custom reformulate it and add this other layer of liposomes to make them even more powerful. Because I'm seriously impressed with what I already tried. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that as well. So you're going to see, this product actually has flavor to it, though. So you're going to have to take a lot.
Well, you can't use much. You can't use too much.
Yeah, 50
milligrams. I put it in a glass. You have one little scoop, and I said, well, I have a sip. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That was like, I call it ginger fire in your mouth. And then the curcumin didn't do that. But the ginger was like, it was so powerful, the flavor. It was like, you've never tasted ginger before. You have that diluted, super powerful ginger. It's that strong, right?
Yeah. So, and actually, well, the interesting thing is that you do a combination, which is what we're looking at, right? So,
now you're going over to Germany, and I think the end of the month for about a week to learn more about IPT cancer therapy. You do a lot of things for cancer, and in fact, if I have any local people for cancer, I refer them directly to you to do the treatment. And
right.
You do a whole range of things.
The big issue that makes it different of what we do is we do a different delivery mechanism. That mechanism is opening up the cancer cell at a greater percentage than opening up a regular cell. And that opening is just insulin. Insulin opens up a cell. And if you actually notice anything, like cancer makes its own insulin, so it's actually a self-generating machine to keep itself growing because insulin is also a growth factor. Now, by giving insulin, we push cells into a more chemoreceptive state. So then you can give lower dosages of chemo and actually deliver a bigger bang with a lower dose with fewer side effects. But you know what?
In other words, cancer cells like a teenager that goes to the little malt shop and sucks all the chemo up and shoves the adults aside because they all want all the malts. And so cancer, when it sucks up the chemo, they go, uh-oh, bad malt, and they die. And the adults are there, what happened to that kid? Oh, they drank 5 malts. Unfortunately, it was laced with cyanide, so the cancer cell died. So that's what you're talking about. That's the analogy there, isn't it?
Yeah, what I use is I use like the analogy of like 3 hamsters in a cage. You know, like the one sleeping could be like the bone; it's not reactive. The other hamster crawling around the cage could be like, you know, liver and intestines and muscles, and then the cancer is the one on the wheel, spinning, and that's super active. So they're all metabolically more active, so they're consuming more calories. And the way they consume calories, they get calories inside the cell. You know, nutrients inside the cell is by way of insulin.
Yeah.
So when you drop the blood sugar down, we actually then have an opening. The cancer cells open with the insulin, so we now can deliver a low dose.
In other words, you have them in a semi-fast and low glycemic index diet, so the cancer will suck up the chemo. Now, the other thing is there's another aspect to this we can amplify it, and I'm working on some pieces that could be used by you or other integrative doctors, epigenetic frequency therapy. And you're using some of that with the AMP coil. We can actually deliver it through the not only the Sonic Life machine, but also there's other devices. For example, the Pearl M Plus has been around for about 30 years and really advanced now. Can generate a resonant field for 30 feet. I talked to the director of the company and other senior people that are working with them. And the ProGen 3 microcurrent. We're currently right now I'm working on a technology research. It's on a research phase right now to actually look at the acupuncture circuits and measure in picovolts and microamps the spectral frequency of disease. And it's my feeling that eventually we're going to come up with a diagnostic machine, which I'm going to patent in the next few years, that can actually go over your acupuncture points and pull off this frequency of, say, a pathogen, a virus, or an abnormal biocircuit. For example, I raised this question back 46 years ago, 47 years ago, when I went to medical school and worked with Dr. John Woodbury, head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, and I made this comment to him. He said, "Deagle, you got to become my resident." And I said, "Now, why does someone get rheumatoid arthritis in the right knee, not the left? Because you know you have antibodies and immune cells that are activated." Yeah, and of course, it's so hot, the joint, you can actually put your hand with your eyes closed a foot away and you can feel the heat of the joint. And I asked him, I said, "Is there any pathogens that might have triggered it off?" Because I did my research PhD in oceanography and marine genetics and bacteriology. And he said, "Yeah, we found Mycoplasma fermentans incognita." And this research went back to the late 1950s and 60s. We could culture those 50 to 60% of the time, which is not easy because mycoplasma is not easy to culture. And it's my feeling that every disease state has low redox state, low energy, has stealth pathogens and high cytokine levels and free radicals. And what happens is with these is that actually every tissue, including even the ability for cancer to spread. So what I had 22 years ago, actually, in 1997, I had a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer, and I had my cancer patients back in Denver, and I would scan over their skin, and if they had a specific cancer that we could identify, let's say old cell carcinoma, I could actually scan over their bones and tell you which bones had had metastases before I got the bone scan back, because the spectral pattern looked identical to the primary tumor. Is that cool or what?
Geez, really?
Huh. Yeah, okay. Actually, and I'm working on one device called that's a USB spectral analyzer. I'm looking at another one from Keithley Enterprises. Because what I want to do is I kind of custom design the combination of the technology and the software so people, a doctor like yourself or even a nurse in an emergency or a cancer clinic, can already scan someone's skin before they even get a bone scan and tell them where the quantum biocircuits are supporting, say, an inflamed joint or cancer. It can metastasize. In other words, cancer can't even metastasize unless the quantum biocircuit allows it to. Isn't that interesting? And my theory is that the hologram determines the ability of a disease to even spread. Without the quantum circuits present, it can't spread. And the disease can't never, whether it's a blocked artery or cancer or an infection, there's always a quantum circuit behind it. Pretty cool, eh? In other words, theoretically, I could actually send a...
You're going to figure out the individual pattern for each one of those?
Yes, and what I want to do eventually is have a device where I can extract a frequency like a Bose headphones. And so if down the road, it might be, I don't know, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, I could actually have a device that actually would extract a frequency and then put the neutralizing frequency in just like a Bose headphones. So if someone, let's say, has a blocked artery in their heart or they got a cancer metastasis to, say, their scapula or their C4 vertebrae, I'd put in the neutralizing frequency and it would turn off the quantum biocircuit and the disease wouldn't be supported through the electromagnetic, the quantum biocircuits. In other words, it would be like a noise-canceling headphone. And theoretically, mathematically, it's doable because I've already been able to show even 22 years ago that every disease state has a quantum biocircuit. Now, I presented this theory back in 1982 called Follin-Mazur Cytogenetics to a panel of biophysicists, and Dr. Rollins and the panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary were really impressed because I was trying to apply my background in nuclear quantum physics to why disease states are lateralizing. Like, why do you get a problem with one joint or one tissue and not another? And I believe that what you're doing is really cool because I can do it at my level of nutraceuticals and then send them on to you to do IPT cancer therapy, immunotherapy, ozone therapy, and so on, and get it to a higher level to knock out their cancer or their infection or whatever. Pretty cool stuff. Stay right there. We'll be right back with the last segment here coming up in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Let's talk about that for a minute. And welcome back. We didn't get into our discussion about the metabolic basis of cancer. Cancer is basically an anaerobic condition, isn't it? So, Dr. Jürgen Winkler, and by the way, the best way to get your website is to go to QFMed.com. QF means quantum functional med, or QFMed.com, and Carlsbad. And you're one of the top guys in the whole country, and actually in the world, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, you're, if I consider you my doctor, you're my doctor, me and my family, if I have something really serious. Now, basic stuff, I'd take care of myself. But if I actually had cancer, I'd be getting some of the more advanced therapies on top of whatever I do. But it doesn't mean that what I do wouldn't be used on the first level. For example, I honestly think many of your patients would benefit from my nutraceuticals and other technology. For example, Things that I can provide right now are Nogalase blocking frequencies for cancer, mineral resonant opening frequencies to actually turn on your genes again. I can do that right now, epigenetic frequency therapy. And some of my new nutraceuticals we have, like our Red Deer Velvet, supplies the building blocks. I'm working also on extracting the resonant frequencies of the peptides for regeneration organs that Dr. Cavinson developed in the Russian Academy of Sciences. I'm actually working on extracting the scalar radionic frequencies so I can actually broadcast them into you either by microcurrent or a broadcast system like the ProLim Plus or my epigenetic frequency machine. And I'm actually only probably days, weeks away from that. So some of these things are available right now, and they can be added too. But again, these are what I call first level, second level, and you have some new things like helping fix the metabolic base of cancer, which means if you oxygenate the tissues, which is a whole body vibration like Sonic Life, if you put them in a hyperbaric chamber with especially ozone, and I don't think you have to go over 1.3. I have friends that have had more powerful machines. In fact, one of my buddies, and I'm not going to mention his name, up in Ocean in Orange County, he's been at this like 20-some years. He's a DO. But he didn't find you have to go beyond 1.3 atmospheres. You basically have to reoxygenate the tissues. In fact, I got Dr. Philpott's book about magnetism and oxygen. Hypoxia and deoxygenation of micro segments of the cell is a primary basis for most illness, including cancer. It's a hypoxic acidotic condition, isn't it?
Well, actually, that's how it starts, right? So it's essentially an area of the body which is forced into not dealing with oxygen, not getting enough oxygen to maintain its metabolism. So now it all of a sudden becomes anaerobic, or it becomes a non-oxygen-based entity. So it begins to grow and develop. And essentially, that's what the basis of it is. But we found out, too, though, that cancers can turn on a lot of their own mechanisms internally. So they can turn on oxygen utilization. They can turn on glutamine, which is an amino acid. They can take glutamine or take source precursors to glutamine and turn it into glutamine. And they're also taking up fat. So cancers are really, really tricky. So the more advanced
they're clever,
the more active the cancer metabolism is. That's why people get cachectic. That's why they lose weight. They get so much inflammation internally, and their bodies can't absorb more nutrients, but the cancer starts taking up all their nutrients.
Right. In fact, cancer can make you lose weight faster than if you're starving to death.
Yes, because it's feeding, and it feeds at a higher
rate. It's actually feeding up on your body. It's hypermetabolic, so it's not just, it's maybe hypoxic, but it's not low in metabolic rate.
Yeah, but there's one point to make out of that whole thing, is that people spend so much time trying to figure out what's the best diet. And obviously, in early forms of cancer and in certain stages of cancer, ketogenic diets make a lot of sense. But still thinking that there's a benefit there, but going to austere diets or not knowing what to eat is really where I see people having a lot of problems. It's like, hey, this is getting a little bit too kind of crazy for some people. They want to, you want to live and you want to enjoy the food that you're eating. But at the same time, is you have to get treatment at the same time. And so, don't starve yourself to the point as you get so weak now, all of a sudden you can't get treatment. So it's really gotten a little bit crazy. I mean, people are trying to look at glutamine-restricted diets. They're looking at methionine-restricted diets. They're looking at really strict ketogenic diets. And, I mean, there's some benefits to obviously low carbohydrates, and you're not feeding the cancer. But the cancer is going to get glucose. It's going to find a way to get glucose. And it's going to also find a way to get if you steal the glucose from the cancer, it's going to go to glutamine. It's an amino acid. It's going to go to fats. So it has multiple mechanisms. And that was what was brought up, interesting, by a book by Jane McClellan, who talks about how to starve your cancer. And she did some really good research in there. It's probably one of the best books I've read in a while regarding cancer metabolism. So what they're looking at right now is looking at certain types of compounds that also block those metabolism, those issues of metabolism. And there's a simple herb, berberine. Berberine will block that uptake of glutamine and uptake of glucose. There's other things that we use. We use a lot of metformin. Prescription metformin is actually a really good drug. Even though it's a drug, it's still developed from a natural herb. It's called officialis, right?
It's actually an herbal extract. It looks like a drug, but it's actually made as an analog of an herb, isn't it?
And it has a lot of benefits in cancer as well. It also helps prevent cancer stem cells from replicating. So it blocks actually some of the genetics that led to the cancer in the first place. So there's other things like 2-deoxyglucose, and that's another compound I can use to block sugar uptake and block the metabolism of cancer. We use DCA, dichloracetate is very popular as well. A lot of people are looking at that. It can be taken orally and intravenously. There's some good research out of by Paul Anderson, a naturopath, has done some great research with that. It combines very well to another compound called poly-MBA, and poly-MBA is a palladium lipoic or alpha lipoic type complex.
Yeah, we used to carry that a lot actually for years, which is a platinum based product, right?
It's palladium. It's actually palladium based.
Palladium. I'm palladium.
But it's,
right.
But it's really basically
a transuranic mineral that actually it works to suppress cancer, and it doesn't metabolically too, doesn't it?
Yes. And it works in combination with DCA, and it also, there's a couple other things that we use, like oxaloacetate. So oxaloacetate the body makes, and actually in higher dosages, it actually blocks cancer. It's got some really good research behind it with the use of glioblastomas, which are brain tumors. So they've done some good research there. There's also, again, it's a compound the body makes. You're just giving more of it to the body. Methylglyoxal has been used. It's also something the body makes. You're giving it at higher concentrations. It also has it blocks certain aspects of the metabolism of cancer and energy production. So there's so many different things that are out there, and these are all, you know, low toxicity, low side effect type of things that you can do that actually already exist in the body. You're just giving more of it. And that's, I think, more of an exciting field to look at. The new thing that we're seeing right now in cancer care from Dr. Clown's book and what the new care oncology is doing is they're looking at off-label use of medication. And we've mentioned a few in the show so far, right? You mentioned antiparasitics. They're using like vabendazole, which is an antiparasitic medication. They're actually going back and using statin drugs because they block cholesterol uptake in the cancer. They're using an old medication we used to probably, Bill, back in your day, you probably use it as a blood thinner, percentine or dipyrimidol. That's being used to block cholesterol uptake. Off-label use of doxycycline as an antibiotic. Antibiotic is pretty well tolerated with few side effects other than, you know, you can't go out in the sunlight because it will make you, you know, burn a bit.
It's photoactivated in your side of skin,
But
it'll fry you.
That anti-cancer stem cell, it has other anti-cancer properties to it. So they alternate that with the mebendazole, 1 month on, 1 month off. And then they're using, again, the statin drug, metformin, and berberine. And then there's just so many different things right now that are out there. We're burgeoning in these different types of therapies.
Those all sound really, really helpful, and they're neat, and you would add them to a patient if we referred you. What I do on my end is I do use a couple of interesting nutraceuticals. The one that we carry, basically repair the DNA and force cells that are cancerous or precancerous to goes for programmed cell death. We have ellagic acid from the terminal at Chibulia plant. It's 300 times higher concentration than pomegranate. It'll repair DNA and force apoptosis. And we have Maligna Block. Each capsule comes to 5 pounds of broccoli seed, sulfuric glycosinolate. And and these are extremely powerful at knocking out cancer. The other, of course, is the cell defense, which I tell people when they have cancer to take a high dose of cell defense, at least 4 to 5 capsules 4 times a day. And they can open the capsules and put it in there.
What's in the cell defense?
So that's a curcumin. Now, your curcumin, if it's even more absorbent than the one we have, what I'm thinking about doing is getting your curcumin and adding liposomes, because I know the liposomal product we have, which is designed by an affiliate of Dr. Truat, increases liposomal absorption of anything, whether it's a protein or whatever. And I know it's already improved the power of our silver and our indium and our other monatomic minerals, because you take his minerals and up them one more ante. So their metabolic approach is really cool. It means you don't just kind of just blast people with IPT cancer therapy. You can also do IV ozone. We can also do ozone through the hyperbaric oxygen chambers. What I have is an ozone generator, and it turns out when you generate ozone in the chamber for half an hour, it doesn't irritate the airways. It dissolves quicker in the body, and at 1.3 atmospheres, it won't irritate your airways, but it actually will kill off all pathogens. So I've had people over the years get our hyperbaric chambers, and they get an ozone generator, and it makes a big difference. Because the basically stealth pathogens are driving most major illnesses. People don't realize that. Whether it's, it's not just mycoplasma incognita. In the eye, for example, you got stealth worms even in the eyeball that can actually cause intraocular pressure and retinal deterioration, right? Toxic keratitis and canis. And you can actually look through a slit lamp and see the damn things in the back of the eyeball. People, what is that? I remember a show my wife watched a few years ago. It's called Monsters Inside Us. And she said, "What is that, Bill?" I said, "That's the back of an eyeball." "What is that wriggling back there?" I said, "It's Toxocaricatus and Canis, because your dog had these bugs, and they got in you because you're kind of filling their dog bowl with food, and their slobber actually kind of had the Toxocara." Pretty wild. Hey, oh, your dog is talking to us.
Yeah, a little background.
So you got some pretty neat things you can do. So if we have people who are really sick, by the way, we have, of course, the stem cell support with the red deer velvet. We've got oncomycin that has ergothionine, and we have the peptides. What I'm working on is the epigenetic frequency field effect, so I call EFT or epigenetic field therapy, EFT therapy. And what you offer is some interventional direct stuff like IV, ozone, metabolic support, IPT therapy, cool stuff that is another level to go after their serious illness, whether they've got cancer or some serious illness. Mm-hmm. So if I get people that are really sick, they need to have a clinic, you're the guy locally here. And, of course, I want people to understand that there are other clinics around the country and around the world that are different levels that do some of these things. But I think you're pretty comprehensive. You cover pretty well everything, don't you?
I try to. I mean, there's definitely other things that people are doing that are out there. So the next thing we look at is the laser technology and using photoactive substances in laser technology. So that's...
Yeah, there's so many new... functional medicine and anti-aging and life extension medicine is really getting moving forward, isn't it?
No, they're very exciting. Can't keep up with it. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am, yeah. So, what I see happening here in the future, so let's summarize. You talked about the metabolic basis of cancer. We talked about immunotherapy for infections and chronic things, diseases like cancer and vascular disease.
Right.
We talked about your new amp coil, which you can do a voice analysis and actually then decide to actually balance their biomagnetic field to help them heal. We have some other therapies that perhaps I can provide that may be able to augment some of their improvement that is not quite so invasive, because I don't have a clinic or a treatment place. You do, and we have another doctor we're going to have on the program, Dr. Dan Harper, that I don't think does as many things as you. He's down on Solano Beach, I believe. But even both of you doctors use this invasive radiologist who's also a Christian. She can do cryotherapy of tumor and actually cryogenically kind of attack the tumor. Well, what's her name again?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Stryker, Jeannie Stryker.
Yeah, and she can help to actually go after a tumor, you know, locally and do that. The problem is the medical system, part of the reason why the medical system is so expensive is the powers that be, including the state licensing authority and the people there, are not really scientists. You have to be a scientist and a healer and ask questions and research and try to get valid support for what you're doing, whether it's alternative or mainstream. There are some mainstream things that are very good. I would say 3/4 of surgery is done inappropriately and 85% of drugs. And a lot of things that we could be doing more aggressively against illness, should catch illness earlier when someone's bioharmonic fields are out of balance or their body's already toxic and heading toward an illness. You provide a lot of that. So that's really cool, Dr. Wickler. And again, your website is QFMed.com. And by the way, the show will be on your subpage if you have it posted up on your website. QFMed, all these shows are actually archived so that people can listen to it later. They're converted to YouTube. They're put on our radio.co station over in the UK. People need to know these therapies are available not only if you're just in Southern California within the state shot to get to see Dr. Wickler, or if you're in other parts of the country or the world, we can try to get you connected with a clinic that can provide this for you. Thank you, Dr. Jurgen. You're an amazing guy. I appreciate your help. And also, you're a believer, like me, that God provides these things so we can heal people less toxically, right? You don't want to do full-dose chemo. Yeah, absolutely. God's the ultimate healer, right?